Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 21 for week 22 of the Rotary year, December 3rd, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in, and to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this podcast, I appreciate them, so please keep them coming. You'll want to be sure and check out our Facebook page, where we're highlighting two of our new members, Sherry Gupta and Zach Eubank. Please note some of their special interests when you have the opportunity to greet them as new members. Thanks, too, for the many positive comments about how we're introducing new members this year. I like to think that it's a unique way of sharing interests and talents of our new members in order to form new friendships. Now, be sure and sign up for our annual holiday party on December 20th. We always have a wonderful time, and again, in a shameless personal aside, special music will be provided by the Des Moines Vocal Arts Ensemble. And when you're done celebrating the holiday at our meeting, you and your friends can continue the party with a special offer from the Turner Jazz Center Orchestra. That's right. Four of our Rotary Club of Des Moines members, Hal Chase, Craig Ipson, John Tone, and Mike LeMaire, have teamed up to underwrite the Turner Jazz Center Orchestra's annual All That Holiday Jazz Concert, and they're extending a special invitation to members of Club 27. The concert is at 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 20th. Now, $10 of every $25 ticket purchased will be donated to the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation. So you know, our own Richard Early is a featured trombonist with this innovative ensemble. In addition, you can either use the tickets yourself or donate them to class members of the Oak Ridge Neighborhood's African American Leadership Academy. A sign-up sheet was at your table this past week, but if you'd still like to take advantage of this opportunity to have the tickets billed to your Rotary account, give Kitty a call and indicate whether your tickets should go to you or to members of the African Leadership Academy. Special thanks to Rotarian Kelly Sargent for this innovative way to spread the very best of Rotary. As you know, Rotary's signature event is the End Polio Now campaign. As of November 16th in Pakistan, no new polio cases were reported. All eight of Pakistan's reported cases here in 2018 have all come from just four districts in the country. There were eight total cases reported in all of 2017. In Afghanistan, no new polio cases were reported this past week. However, a suspected case may be confirmed next week. 19 cases have been reported so far in 2018, with the most recent case in the Helmand province with the onset of paralysis on October 2nd. 14 cases were reported in all of 2017 in and from Afghanistan. Between November 5th and November 9th of this year, polio vaccination teams across Afghanistan have targeted 5.3 million children under the age of 5 in high-risk provinces. The vaccination campaign came on the heels of several reported new cases. Confirmation of even one polio case anywhere in Afghanistan signals remaining vaccination coverage gaps, which must be filled to achieve eradication. Now, here's some significant news. In Nigeria, no new wild polio cases have been reported in either 2017 or 2018. The most recent polio case was reported back on August 20th of 2016. Nigeria is to be congratulated on almost 2.25 years without a wild polio case. If we can continue that streak to the full 3 years, Nigeria will be proclaimed as polio-free. Good news indeed. Our December 6th meeting will be the presentation of a $40,000 community grant award. This is possible because of the generous support of Rotarians who have stepped up with additional contributions to the Double Our Impact campaign. You won't want to miss this inspiring and enlightening presentation. please consider inviting a guest to share with them the impact our Club 27 is having in the local Des Moines community. There are no committee meetings this week, and so that's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope you are, please be sure and share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.